Penguin Random House Audio presents 52 Stories, 1883 to 1898, by Anton Chekhov. A new translation by Richard Pevere and Larissa Volohonsky. Read for you by Jim Frangione. Preface. Our intention in making this collection has been to represent the extraordinary variety of Chekhov's stories, from earliest to latest, in terms of characters, events, social classes, settings, voicing, and formal inventiveness. By chance, the selection came to 52 stories, a full deck. But as Chekhov once wrote, in art, as in life, there is nothing accidental. When Chekhov began to write humorous stories and sketches, he thought he was doing it simply for money, and so he was. His father's grocery business, in their native Taganrog, on the Sea of Azov, had gone bankrupt in 1876, and to avoid debtors' prison, the family had fled to Moscow, where Chekhov's two older brothers were already studying at the university. Chekhov, who was 16 at the time, stayed behind to finish high school, supporting himself in various ways, one of them being the publication of humorous sketches in local papers, signed with various pseudonyms. In 1879, he graduated and moved to Moscow himself, where he entered medical school, and where his writing, still pseudonymous, became virtually the sole support of the family, mother, father, four brothers, and a sister. Chekhov paid no attention to the artistic quality of his sketches. He simply tossed them off, sometimes several a day, and sent them to various daily or weekly humor sheets, whose editors gladly printed them.